so glad you could join me and Tiddles for some music on the patio. Starting our hour together on the patio with Humming to Myself. The song was written by Sammy Fain, Herb Magdison and Monty Siegel. It was first recorded and released by Johnny Hamp and his orchestra in, I think it was the beginning part of 1932, and then the singer was Carl Grube. Our version was also from 1932, but in May of that year, and the vocalist was Jack Plant.
Skies, they're not telling
Cardew leading the bandwagoners in 1938, happily informing us that blue skies are around the corner. A trio by the name of Myth, Fairies, Jackdaws took the vocals, and the trio was made up of Fred Latham, Myth Fairies himself, and George Crow. Yes, you've just heard a crow singing. Yes, indeed you have. Now, here's one for Tiddles. Oh, good, you've woken up just in time to hear one of your records, young man. Mary Jane Walsh fronting Jack Harris's band in the summer of 1937, and a particularly nice recording, I think you'll agree, of In an Old Cathedral Town. Now, born in 1914, Mary Jane was a singer and actress from Iowa who starred in several Broadway shows in the late 1930s and early 1940s. She made a lovely recording of Everything I Love in 1941, which was from the Broadway production of Cole Porter's musical Let's Face It. So, let's hear an infectious tune from Harry Hudson, shall we?
The king's horses, the king's men, march down the street and then march back again. The king's horses and the king's men. They're in scarlet, they're in gold, all dollied up, it's a joy to behold. The king's horses and the king's men. They're not out to fight the foe, you might think so, but oh dear no. They're out to be gone, they've got to go, to put a little pep into the Lord Mayor's show. It's their duty, now and then, to march down the street and then march back again. The king's horses and the king's men.
Humpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a big fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again.
Here we come gathering nuts in May, nuts in May, nuts in May.
A little pep into the Lord Mayor's show.
John Thorne, a prolific recording artist, worked with Rag Abbey, Harry Bidgood, Stan Greening, Jack Payne, and as we've just heard, with Harry Hudson. He used numerous aliases, including Billy Desmond, Frank Nichols, David Shepherd, Marcus Browning, and Arthur Vivian. So, well, I did tell you he was prolific.
To the dancing shows, you've seen how the rumba goes. What rhythm, fascinating rhythm. Havana brings news to you. They've just introduced a new sensation, a dancing creation. They call him Cuban Pete. He's the king of the rumba beat. When he plays the maracas, he goes chick chicky bum, chick chicky bum. Yes, sir, he's Cuban Pete. He's the craze of his native street. When he plays the maracas, he goes chick chicky bum, chick chicky bum. The senoritas, they sing, and how they swing with this rumbero. He's very nice, so full of spice.
And till the meter, they bring a happy ring, never a carol. Singing a song all the day long.
Hey, hey, for Cuban Pete. He's the king of the rumba beat. When he plays the maracas, he goes chick, chicky bum, chick, chicky bum.
Thank you. welcome on the sunny side. Every gentleman and lady, if you're living where it's shady, come over on the sunny side. You'll be happy on the sunny side. Maybe find that dreams have been denied. If your blues have got you ill at ease, you still have possibilities over on the sunny side. Folks who look at life behind a shutter miss this sunny, sunny world of ours. Looking down, they only see the gutter. If you raise your eyes, you will see the skies. If you're one of those across the way and you find that you're not satisfied, come and see the blues above again. Live and laugh again over on the sunny side.
Sydney Barnett leading the Capitol Band at the Mayfair Hotel in London on the 9th of June 1936. Anita Keith was the singer. Next on the gramophone is, let's have a look, yes, it's Jack Jackson.
What do you want?
I'm calling to say that Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. She is sorry to be delayed, but last evening down in Lover's Lane she strayed. Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today.
Three more pennies, please.
Uh-oh. Oh, wait a minute. I'll call you back.
And found that her dream of love was gone. Mister, she ran to the man who had led her so far astray. And from under her velvet gown, she drew a gun and shot her lover down. Mister, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today.
Well, this sounds awfully serious. I don't know what to say about it. Well, you better carry on.
When the mob came and got her and dragged her from the jail, mister, they strung her upon the old willow across the way. And the moment before she died, she lifted up her lovely head and cried. Mister, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today.
I get the regrets. Goodbye.
Goodbye, sir.
Thank you.
Jackson and American singer Alberta Hunter, and a great version of Miss Otis Regrets. They recorded it in London on the 24th of September 1934 for the HMV label. Miss Hunter was originally a blues and jazz singer who first came to England in the late 1920s, where she appeared at the world-famous London Palladium, and she also appeared at Drury Lane in the musical Showboat, which went on to be a huge success for MGM in their 1951 film adaptation. Gibbons and his boyfriends telling us that smoke gets in your eyes in 1934. Now, I'm sure you know it by the title Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, but did you know that the full title is actually Smoke Gets in Your Eyes When Your Heart Is on Fire? And yes, I know, I didn't know that either until I read it on the label. And the record I do know, though, was first recorded in 1933 by Gertrude Nielsen. And she was backed by Ray Sinatra and his orchestra. The song was written by American composer Jerome Kern and lyricist Otto Hardback for the 1933 musical comedy Roberta. So, now you know.
Stars are jiggling all around the moon. Ooh, that kiss you dream of fairies, then you'll hear canaries sing your favorite tune. What is love but the kisses you give and take? What is love but a helping of Angel Kate? Oh, nights like this have a swell reaction. What's the big attraction?
Les Allen with Sid Lipton and his Grosvenor House Band, and a 1932 record made of Ooh, That Kiss. a song was written by Harry Warner, Mort Dixon and Joe Young. Now let's have a record by Jack Hilton, shall we? Yes, this one. It's from 1938 and is entitled You Got Something There.
How to make a start? Well, that's the snag. First you find a well-known street where all the best musicians meet. If you follow what I say, it's in the bag. Take a little bit of trumpet, then you add a trombone. Party-da-party-da with the rhythm, and you got something there. Take a little bit of teamwork, then you three saxophones. Party da with the rhythm, and you got something there. That's the secret of Goodman, oh how he makes you swing. He bends them and sends them with that certain thing. Oh, then you mix a bit of vibro with the hot clarinet. Everyone will declare when you go on the air that you got something there. You add some comedy, just like a silly symphony. Bassoons and whistles made of tin, and farmyard noises all thrown in, like the clucking of the chickens and the mooing of the cow. Play a tune upon your whistle, and this'll make you laugh. Then you take the old harmonica, let him play a few bars. Then the bark of a dog on the road with some sheep that is followed by cars. Then you get the boys to swing it, let it go with a flare. Thank you.
tropical heat wave. The temperature's rising, it isn't surprising. She certainly can. She started a heat wave by letting her feet wave. And in such a way that the customers say she certainly can. Gee, her anatomy made the mercury jump to 93. Yes, sir, we're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. The way that she moves, that thermometer proves she certainly can.
Going on from Jack Hilton is Jack Payne and his band from October 1934 and Heatwave. The singer was Billy Scott Coomer. Now another recording with a trio of singers, but this time it's from Jay Wilbur and his band.
Tell me these things like one and one make two and two make love and love is blind.
Well, why doesn't somebody tell me these things?
You're supposed to guess.
I'll answer yes to anyone I find.
My, my, you've got us all exciting.
I'm the girl that you've always slighted.
Don't say that, lady, you're invited.
Sure, and now so what?
Well, you're on the spot. We are like birdies just learning to sing.
Tweet, tweet, woo, woo.
Cuckoo.
Why doesn't someone tell me?
Why doesn't somebody tell me these things?
Why doesn't somebody tell me these things? Asked Suzanne and Bothrell, Harry Phillips and Gabby Rogers in 1938. I know, it's quite a statement and probably still relevant today if you think about it. Hello, Tiddles. Your pick is on next. Dilly Dally on the Way, also known as My Old Man Said Follow the Van, a recording made by Leslie Douglas and his band in London in 1947 for the Regal Zonophone label. Pearl Carr and the Skymasters supplied the vocals on that recording. And, well, let's have another one from Jack Jackson, shall we? This is with Marjorie Stepford on vocals. Yes, another one of Tiddle's favourite singers. And this is Red Sails and the Sunset.
Sunset, I'm trusting in you. songs you must borrow. Make straight for the shore. We marry tomorrow, and he goes sailing no more. Red sails in the sunset, way out on the sea. Oh, carry my loved one home safely to me. From Mahjong to Pachisi. But if you're good at puns or names, you'll find that this one's easy. So when you next have company, or folks start dropping in for tea, just say who's there and then prepare to learn a thing or three. Knock, knock, who's there? Arthur. Arthur who? Are the folks all right at home? Knock, knock, who's there? Kitty, Kitty who? Kitty Long, little doggy, Kitty Long. If you know how puns are made, then you know how this is played. On your mark, get set to go. Knock, 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 that's the phrase. You've got to find words to get the craze. Knock, knock, who's there? Bill, Bill who? Bill who himself to smithereens.
Talk most every day about some new game you must play. Now they've found another one for you, and this one is rather cute. You just get a little flute, and whatever happens, this you do. If you want a life of bliss, all you have to do is this. Toot toot tootle on your flute. First thing when you wake each morn, just before you start to yawn, toot toot tootle on your flute. Instead of going up the scale with do re mi, whistle like the birdies do, and happy you'll be. If you meet a sweet young miss, just before you steal a kiss, toot toot tootle on your flute. If you want to, just before you, toot toot tootle on your flute. First thing when you, just before you, toot toot tootle on your flute. Instead of going up the scale with do re mi, whistle like the birdies do, and happy you be. If you meet her, just before you, Toot, toot, tootle on your flute.
By Ronnie Munro, that was the new Mayfair Orchestra, and a song written by the man singing on that recording, the one and only Mr. Leslie Cerrone. And the song was charmingly called Toot Toot Toodle on Your Flute. Now here's a song recorded in 1935, in Blackpool in fact.
The cat won't fiddle, the moon won't shine up above. The little dog cries and blinks his eyes since we fell out of love. Poor Humpty Dumpty went bump, Humpty, but no one gave him a shove. And all the king's men marched home again since we fell out of love. Oh, first I lost my heart, after that I lost my head. Oh, now that we're apart, think of all the things I've said. My London bridge went and crumbled, it's gone, it's tumbled, I've lost my fair lady's love. And down with the bridge came all my dreams since we fell out of love.
Written took north. My apologies to any Lancashire folk listening. Anyway, that was Larry Brennan and the Winter Gardens Dance Band, and Since We Fell Out of Love. And as I said, it was recorded in Blackpool in Lancashire in 1935. Now, I'm not sure who was taking on the singing there. It could have been either the band's alto sax player, Alan Mottishead, or the trumpeter, Jim Mayers. Either or. It's probably one of either of them. Either or. But it certainly wasn't both. Last song of the hour now, so let's have this one. Jack's Back. Yes, Jack Hilton again, and he, along with the vocalist Sid Buckman, yes, Tiddles and myself, wish you good luck until we meet again. Hopefully next Sunday.
luck, cheerio, goodbye. Although I'm going far away, good luck, cheerio, don't cry. And all the time that we are far apart, I'll keep your keepsake next to my heart. Good luck until we meet again. Good luck, cheerio, goodbye.
So glad that you could join us for some music on the patio. Shall we do it again next week? Oh, I do hope so. Don't you, Tiddles?
Julie sways, so light, so free, her darling Tiddles by her knee.
The patio hums as the sun dips low, record spinning, taking it slow.
A song so sweet, a tune so fine, Tiddles purrs, it feels divine.
The notes drift up in the evening breeze, dancing hearts beneath the trees. Oh,
Julie and Tiddles so carefree, lost in the songs of memory. With the stars as the day fades away,
dance through the tunes of yesterday. Golden light falls on her smile, the music lingers for a while. Tiddles twirls round her swaying feet, evening sun with the perfect beat. The patio glows a twilight hue, tender fill the view. Records crackle soft and bright, music blooms into the night.
Soft paws tap a gentle cheer,
Julie hums, the world feels near.
Swing and sway till the stars align, Tiddles and Julie, a moment divine.